Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I thank and praise the Lord this morning. How I made myself to be available this morning. Praise God. Because I realize if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'll be. But I thank God this morning because I'm in his house to lift up his holy name, praise God. Because he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised, praise God. You know, this week, praise God, I was in so much pain this week. You know, times when it's time for us to do something for God, you know the enemy don't like it. But you know, I learned to press, hallelujah. Keep on pressing and keep on pressing. And it's, see, I couldn't even hardly walk this week. But I thank God this morning I was able to walk. I thank God because I realized that it's not about me, but it's about God. And there are souls that are dying in this world without Christ. And we as God's people, we need to get out there, hallelujah, and witness to them and let them know that Jesus loves them. They don't have to live in the condition that they're living in. It's time to come out, oh, praise God. And be saved, praise God, that God can be able to clean them up, praise God. And I don't even have my glasses this morning, praise God. But my Bible, the words are big enough that I may see. And not only that, the scripture that was given to me, you know, I know it, praise God. You know, but there's a song that's been playing in my mind all week. You know, I'm not a singer, I always tell you that. But you know, I thank God anyhow, because it said God specializes. And it kept on playing in my mind, and I bought one of little pads or whatever you call them, didn't know how to use it, but my granddaughter was teaching me how. And they had the song on the pad, and it just kept playing in my mind, because I know God specializes. You see, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Jesus, praise God. Praise God. And when that song kept playing and playing, I heard it from different people that were singing it. And I'm telling you, it's just so important that we realize who we really serve. You see, even on the jobs, the boss think that they own us. You see, because they're giving us a check. But see, they don't realize who made a way that they get their check as well, praise God. You see? So you have to be careful when you're in a position and how you respond in that position. Because if you don't do what is right, God can make a way that you be moved. Praise God. Praise God. So just pray for me as I attempt to sing this song. Thank you, Jesus. Have you any rivers that you think that are uncrossable? Have you any mountains that you can't tunnel through. God, he specializes in things that are uncrossable. And he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you any rivers that you think that are uncrossable? Have you any mountains that you can tunnel, hallelujah, through? Well, God, he specializes in things that are uncrossable, and he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. One more time. Have you any rivers that you think that are uncrossable? And have you any mountains that you can tunnel through? Ooh. God specializes in things that are uncrossable, and he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you any rivers that you think that are uncrossable? And have you any mountains, oh hallelujah, that you think tunnel through? God, oh, specializes in this, in that are uncrossable, and he can do.
Oh, shit.
He specializes. Trying to let it go. But have you any rivers that you think that are uncrossable? And have you any mountains that you can tunnel through? God, He specializes in things that are uncrossable. And He can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Give the Lord a hand praise. Praise God. Give Him a hand praise. All the praises and glory and honor belong to the Lord. God specializes. So today, praise God. And you, when time for you to minister, it seemed like every word you have on the inside started coming out, praise God. And I said, Lord, let my mind cool down a little bit, praise God. Because you can't preach about everything. You'll never go home. Praise God. But thank and praise God. It's this short scripture that He gave me today. Because, praise God, we have to realize that some may not be sick, but majority, everybody need to be saved. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you say, well, that's not for me. Then you need to find yourself in a place where it can be for you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Because we don't know what each and every one of us go through from one day to another. But God knows. But guess what? He still specializes. Scripture that I have, praise God, is taken from Mark, praise God, Praise God. The fifth chapter. And I'm going to be reading at the 25th verse. Praise God. It said, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Long years. And the thing about it is, though, put yourself there, but maybe not the issue of blood, but put yourself there because the Holy Spirit let me know some of you are going through problems on your job, Jesus, your home, praise God. Even when you go in the grocery store, sometimes people roll their eyes at you, oh God. But you know what? I hear him saying that we need to get deep. Jesus. Deep, hallelujah. And deep, praise God. It's okay to pray. It's okay to fast. It's okay to know every scripture in the Bible. What are you doing with it? Yeah. Are we living it? Praise God. Are we living it? Because the world see our lives. And if they see you doing wrong, then they thinking that when they get saved, they can do wrong too. Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. And had sufficient many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing, betrayal, but rather, got worse. You see, it got worse because she was looking to the wrong doctor. Praise God. Praise God. And that wrong doctor could do but so much. They're limited. But we serve a God that ain't limited. He goes beyond and beyond, praise God. When he see a need in his children, he's coming to our rescue. No matter what it is, he's coming to our rescue. You see, she got worse. And the condition that some of you in, he didn't say everybody. He says some of you in, it ain't getting no better, it's getting worse. Jesus, Jesus, praise God. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She touched his garment. Imagine if she touched the whole body. But see, all she did was just want to touch. She said, if I can touch the hem of, the hem of his garment. She believed by faith, hey, that she was going to be made whole. Regardless what the doctors tried to do for her, it didn't work. But see, sometimes Jesus allow us to go through different situations. And it don't get no better because he wants you to know who he is. He is the great I am. Can nobody beat him? Even the devil have to come under his subjection. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For she said, if I can touch the clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, the fountain of blood was dried up. You see that? It was dried up. When she touched it, it was dried up. Now tell me who got that kind of power. God specializes. He specializes, praise God. He can do what no other power can do, praise God. She just stretched out and touched him. And the blood dried up, was nothing left. Praise God. Go ahead and give the Lord some praise. Woo. Go ahead and give the Lord some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And about the press and said, who touched me? This is what Jesus said. Who touched me? Remind you, it was a bunch of and he turned around and said, who touched me? Do you want to touch Jesus today? Oh, God. Do you want to touch Jesus today? All you got to do is touch him. And by faith, you shall be made whole. You shall be delivered. You shall be set free. Oh, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude taunting thee and saying, thou, who touched me? That's what they were saying to Jesus because he saw all of them, but he wanted to know who touched him because he knows as he goes through a village or as he goes through a city or a country, he know there is a need. Every time when Jesus come and he shows up, believe me, you ain't going to be the same. You are not going to be the same because he comes to do a work. Yeah. And the work that he needs to do is going to get done because he is Jesus. And he is God. Praise God. They work together. Praise God. Sometimes it's hard to get us to work together. Huh. But Jesus and God don't have that problem we have. Time we don't even want to speak to each other. But then we want to call God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And he looked around about to see her that had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. He said, go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Hey. The Holy Spirit let me know, praise God, that somebody in here have a plague. And they've been praying, trying to do it on their own, trying to stop on their own. But it's not working. Glory to God. But I want you to know, God specializes. Whatever you're going through, praise God, he specializes. He can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. You don't look to your friend. You don't look to the boss. But you're still the same. You've been trying to let it go. But you need to introduce yourself to Jesus. Tell him who you are and what you want him to do, praise God. Only he can do it. That's why the song say, God specializes. Can nobody else specialize it? Ain't nobody else got the power to do it. You're here today, praise God. know who you are. Oh, Jesus. Mm. He said, come to me, all ye that labor. Oh, Jesus. And are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. You've been, your mind has been wondering, what am I going to do? Today, I'm telling you what you can do. Give it to the Lord. He the only one can work it out. I remember years ago, I preached a message. Didn't he work it out? Because you know what? I know he worked it out in my life. I wasn't always saved. Praise God. And I didn't make no mistakes. But let me tell you, the more I stayed with God, the more I stayed with God, is the more he kept delivering me, and the more I began to feel better, and the more I began to trust him more. See, when he do things in your life, it helps you to build up your faith, and it helps you to trust God more. So is there anybody here today need God to specialize in your problem? Oh, Jesus. Or your situation, praise God. Or your condition, praise God. Let's stand and you come forth, praise God. Have you any rivers? Jesus. That seems uncrossable. And have you a mountain that's in your life that keeps rising up higher, higher, and higher? God specializes. And he can do, praise God, what no other power can't even try to do, praise God. Because they will fail, but God won't. He never failed me yet, praise God. So you can look to God, praise God. Anybody got a song? Praise God. You don't have to stand back. Make the line down. God wants to specialize in your life today. And when he do, praise the Lord. Pray that he will give you strength that you won't go back. Because when you go back, it's worser. When you go back, it makes it harder for you to get back to God. You know why? Because more demons come after you. And if you didn't stay delivered now, they'll make sure you won't get back. So you got to look to God and trust God. Praise God. Singers. Praise God.
Have you any mountain?